It was fear of striking the water flat, and not the fear of the distance from the diving board to the water, that made the girl hesitate. As she had often expressed it, even soft water is hard if you hit it all in a heap.
Oh, well, here I go.
Marion stepped to the edge of the board, poised an instant, then jumped without allowing herself time to think about it. She felt her feet going over as she neared the water, and she tried to obey the shouted warning from Bob.
Heap up, Marion!
As she struck the water, she seemed to feel every pound of her body's weight. Her feet splashed over, twisting her back slightly. She came to the surface of the water and swam slowly back to where Bob stood.
Too bad, Marion. That must have hurt. Keep your head up, or you'll flop over every time.
I think I'll call it a day. I'm willing to let Margaret Howard have the diving honors.
Carnival Day on Coronado Beach. As in previous years, on the day of the Seals Regatta, an enthusiastic crowd of people strung themselves along the Coronado River. Marion was on hand in the morning at an early hour, for she did not mean to miss a single feature of the program. Bright banners waved in the wind. The band played. Privately owned canoes, gaily flying their colors, skimmed up and down the river, and in front of the diving boards, where the main part of the swimming program was to be presented. All sorts of craft were parked. The early part of the day was occupied with a water pageant, canoe and swimming races, and water polo. Comedy was furnished by a tub race, a canoe tilt, and an old clothes race. Then came the floating pyramids, in which Marion took part, together with 20 other girls who looked very much alike in trim black bathing suits and red caps. She swam out into the water. The girls banded themselves together, holding hands, and floated down the river upon their backs. From the shore, the effect was that of a moving mass of solid red.